They come from the depths of central Queensland, Australia.
It's a crocodile!
No,
it's Banksy and Pinky.
Central Queensland CFM Morning Crew.
Banksy and Pinky.
Well, good morning, Pinky. Are you ready to tackle this Tuesday head on?
Absolutely.
Yes, love it. A smash for the stash, $125 in the kitty. And we're going to see if Matty, sports journalist from The Bully, will actually join us on our Kick the Kilos walk next Monday in Rockhampton.
Looking forward to that. Plus, yep. I've got details after six about a new toast that's taking the world by storm.
Oh, really? A new
quite
toast?
Quite magical. Yeah, toast.
Nice.
Who thought you could do something new with toast, Banksy?
Toast is old and done and dated, but you're saying not anymore.
Toasted. I'm toasted.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
You're so toasted. Talking toast this morning.
Like toasted TV toasted.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Hey, have you ever had weird toast?
Weird.
I mean, Vegemite and butter's standard.
It's above standard.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Come on.
Depends on how thick it is.
Well, the toast or the Vegemite?
The Vegemite.
Okay, I see.
The thinner, the better, I think.
Yeah, but it's got to have some consistency
to it. Yeah.
Weird toast. Actually, I am a massive Simpsons fan, as you know.
Yeah.
And I actually have a Simpsons toaster that fails to burn the image of Bart into the middle of your bread.
That's cool.
So you put your toast in, down it goes. When it pops up, it's got a white Bart in the middle. Doesn't really work because when you get to that part of the bread, it's just stale.
Oh, you're gross. You should bring that in one morning.
I will.
You have Bart bread.
You know,
Bartman bread.
I'd be willing to sell it to you, to be honest, because it's horrible.
Well, I've discovered unicorn toast. Props to me.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Unicorn toast.
Which is kind of almost not really healthy for you.
Oh, so
I love how they keep trying to do all these fancy desserts with raw ingredients and saying, but it's healthy for you. Mm. The Snickers bar slice is kind of healthy for you, but it's still got a ton of sugar, all this stuff.
And they try and name it something fancy
seriously.
Like unicorn toast.
Yeah, unicorn toast. So what are they using here? So it's this colourful looking spread, like a rainbow across a piece of toast.
Right.
And what they've done is they've got almond milk cream cheese.
Almond milk cream cheese.
Almond milk is, you know, they're saying better for you than cow's milk, but, you know, you could just get cow's milk.
And it's the cream cheese from the almond milk, or almond milk and cream cheese.
So it's the cream cheese spread on, but then they've coloured it, and they're using natural colours and flavours. They're using beetroot juice for purple.
What?
Turmeric root for yellow.
Oh.
Blueberry powder and spirulina for green.
I know none of those words.
Yeah, it's hilarious. So they've basically just created this almond cream cheese and then they're just colouring it and that's making the toast. So it's like a fancy, healthy unicorn toast.
See, when you said unicorn toast, I thought it was just like burnt fairy bread.
No. You know, you thought it had a horn poking out of it?
Yeah, if you just burn fairy bread, hey, unicorn toast. That's not
today,
the case.
I've renamed today. Today is Discovery Tuesday. And they did. I've always heard the quote that unicorns fart rainbows. And now I'm thinking this toast is the key.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Did you know that speeding kills about 60 Queenslanders every year?
Wow.
Yeah, that's the information coming out today. And there's discussion of dropping our 50K slow areas around town.
Yeah, the back streets.
Yeah, down to 40. And they're saying that, you know, they could drop the amount of pedestrian deaths that happen in accidents.
But if they drop it down that 10Ks from 50 to 40.
Drop it from 50 to 80% chance of being involved in a crash and being killed down to 20 to 30%.
Okay.
Which is quite a significant drop.
I just appreciate the people driving past my house just to do 50. Like that, if you could just do 50, that would be nice because they're doing like 80.
40
and it's ridiculous.
Is very slow.
40 is slow.
It, really?
You think about when you go through the school zones, while it's good in the school zones because there's a lot of kids around, a lot of activity through that time. It is very slow. You could nearly get out and walk just as fast.
Is this the answer?
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Now, they say the chance of a pedestrian dying in a crash, which is the main reason for this speed drop, is 50 to 80% chance of being killed in an accident at 50 k's, and it drops significantly down to 20 to 30% if the car is doing 40 k's. It's an interesting one.
40 around the back streets.
You kind of wonder how the pedestrians... Yeah, but also in CBDs, all sorts of busy areas, it drops down.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes pedestrians are in accidents because a car hits another car or something happens and then they get pushed up onto a footpath. You know, like everyone's where they're meant to be. It's not necessarily because the pedestrian's doing the wrong thing or even the car's...
Will driving 40 negate all these problems?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. On 132710, what do you think? CFM, who's this?
Groundsman.
Groundsman, 40 kilometres around the back streets. How do you feel with that?
No, crock of crap.
Why?
It's about time pedestrians and cyclists and everybody else involved take responsibility for their own actions. They walk out in front of cars, they do everything. If you have a look at the statistics on how it was done, they're at fault, not the car driver. And it doesn't matter what speed the car driver's doing, if he's going to run over you, he's going to run over you.
Yeah, well, okay.
Well, to be fair, it talks about pedestrians, not cyclists, but yeah, I'm interested in how they get caught up as well, because if they're on a footpath, accidents are accidents. I don't know.
Yeah, and little kids are going to run out in front of cars. You can't stop that.
I don't know how much they're in it either, yeah.
CFM, who's this?
Look out, there are kids about.
Yeah, what do you think? 40 a good thing, Big Al?
Oh, well, back streets and, you know, household streets, yeah, that's a good idea. Kids are just so unpredictable.
Yeah,
but I don't know how much they're in the stats there. They're not talking about kids particularly, they're just talking about pedestrians.
Well, everyone is a kid.
Everyone is a pedestrian,
yeah, that's
if
true.
You're on the road. Thanks for the call, Big Al. CFM, good morning, who's this?
Yeah, it's Mick, mate. How are you?
Good. What do you reckon? 40 around the back streets?
Nah, 50. Let's use a bit of common sense here. I'm like, when I'm driving the back streets, if I'm doing 50, and you come up the street and there's kids there on the side of the road, guess what? You slow down a little bit, don't you?
Yeah. You tend to just naturally slow down when you see kids coming up.
That's right. You know, bit of common sense. I think I'm going with conspiracy theory here. I think it's just an big tax job just to get more tax out of us, more money.
Oh, I don't know about it. I think the idea behind it might be to try to save some lives, mate, perhaps.
It's all under the guise of road safety, you know. If we're going to say off, you know, the lives saved from 50 to 40, well, why don't we do 20? Where does it drop? I mean, we're talking, since cars come out, we've been able to do 60 mile an hour, which is 100 kilometres an hour. Mm. And that was in an FJ holding on dirt road. Now we're on highways and with all this technology, and we're still doing the same speed.
Yeah, I've got to ask...
Than around schools.
Europe.
I've got to ask, Mick, are you doing 40 right now? You sound a bit puffed.
Oh, mate, this is an issue that hits me in the pocket a couple of times. No, I haven't. I've been pretty good driving record lately.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
What do you think, old mate?
I don't think every street should be dropped to 40, but there are certain streets that should be. Like, you get some of these newer states these days, the roads are that skinny, there's no room to park your cars even.
True.
You know, so it's only certain streets that should be dropped, really, because most of the other places, yeah, it's not too bad, like open areas, you know?
Yeah.
So just... street by street, really.
Have a look at how confined the place is and then make a judgment call on whether it should be 40, 50 or 60.
That's right. Like I said, with some of these newer states, you can barely fit two cars down the road.
Yeah, you're dead set right. Yeah, yep. Experienced that myself. CFM, who's this?
Yeah, Bruce.
What do you reckon, Bruce?
It's just another way of raising more revenue, you know.
Really? Do you think that's the reason behind it, to raise money or to try and save lives? Really?
No, not entirely, but it's just another way, you know. You said it yourself. You got 50 past your place, and they go past at 80. Dropping it down to 40, it's not going to slow them down. The only ones who are going to stick to the rules are the,
law-abiding citizens.
So more speed fines.
Yeah, exactly right. It'll increase the speed fines for the police. A bit of revenue raising there, but again, it's really the concept behind it, yes. It might save lives, but...
Would that affect you in the taxi as much? Like, so if you had to go 40 around, would you get more money out of that?
No, not really. It just save me time down getting to pick up a passenger or dropping a passenger off.
Take a little bit longer.
Down.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so it doesn't affect as far as the meter goes.
Yeah. Well, there you go, from a cabbie's point of view there.
Thanks for your call, Bruce.
CFM, who's this?
Yeah, hi, it's Joanne here. How are you going?
Good, Joe. What do you think about this down to 40 kilometres?
Well, I think it's a bit ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And Sydney City Council in New South Wales were actually going to install pedestrian lights on the ground for the pedestrians to use their mobile phones and iPads.
I read about this.
They wouldn't walk in front of traffic.
Because they're not looking up.
They're not looking up. They're not paying attention. They're looking down at their phone.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a bit more.
I don't know if I actually went through with it, but I know it was in the paper in Sydney when I was down there on a holiday.
Yeah, there's a bit more focus put on the pedestrian rather than the driver who's already at 50.
Well, no, catering on a pedestrian, he's not even looking up.
Yeah, exactly.
Staring at the phone. Like, but, where's your personal responsibility here?
Yeah, thanks for the call on 132710. Good morning, CFM. Who's this?
Yeah, it's Barry.
What do you reckon real quick, Barry?
No. If you take into consideration the amount of people that are killed as pedestrians, what about the people reversing out of their driveways and running over their own kids? Now, there's been between 7 to 10 children killed this year already, and they class that in that pedestrian act. Okay. So it is a load of rubbish. And I was just doing 40Ks and got passed by a group of cyclists. So are they going to slow them down too?
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
We've jumped on board the Kick the Kilos campaign with the Morning Bulletin and the Gladstone Observer, which is all about competing against other regions of Queensland.
Yep.
For, you know, top region.
Yeah. So the idea is to beat out these other papers. Sure, that's great. I just want to beat Mackay. I don't care about any of the other papers. We just need to be a region that can do better than Mackay. It's my own thing. If you want to jump on board with this passion as well, let's go, CQ, because we're walking the show next Monday around Rockhampton and next Wednesday around Gladstone.
And what we've done is we've made some really handy, very sophisticated maps for you to see exactly where we're walking, and they're up on our Facebook page at CFMCQ. Why do you laugh, sir?
I'm just wondering, who classified them as sophisticated?
We did.
Yes, they're sophisticated, all right.
I reckon they are.
Yeah. They's going to tell you where to go.
If you have a look, you'll get the idea.
Yeah.
So Rockhampton's in fourth place across Queensland and Gladstone's in seventh place. And so we want you to just come along and join us for a walk in the morning, because it's actually nice to do that before work or before your day starts.
And we're doing a bit of a loop as well.
Just
so that
laps.
Yeah, if you feel the need to drive the car, say, to where we are and then join us for a loop or two.
Yeah.
Then you can get back in your car, continue on to work or whatever.
Bring the dogs for a walk, bring the kids along.
Yes.
Get a bit of movement happening before the day.
Absolutely. Awesome. And as you say, it's beautiful that time of the morning. And some people are already doing their walks. So just come for our little route and make sure everything is going through that Strava app so we can clock up the
there's
Ks for the kilos.
There's been a few questions about the Strava app. It's actually very easy and not complicated. And you don't need any extra kind of fancy trackers like a Fitbit or a Garmin to go and do this walk. But we can give you instructions on how to use that.
And we could also give you a Fitbit as well.
Yes, if you come along, you get to just fill out a raffle ticket and go in the draw to win one.
Oh, lucky door or lucky walk ticket. Is it a lucky walk ticket?
Lucky footpath ticket.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Right now, I'm looking at Pinky and dead set. She has that look in her eye.
Pinky is peeved.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So what's peeving you, Pinky?
We've got to talk about getting the snip.
Oh.
So my husband thinks he has a say in it, getting the snip, but he doesn't.
What?
And I feel very strongly about this, and I'm sure he will enjoy the result in the end.
What?
I've been growing my hair for a couple of years now, but it's time for a change, Banksy. I'm really sick of washing it.
Right.
And using half a ton of conditioner in it.
Yes.
And drying it takes longer than an episode of Gilmore Girls.
Oh, dear me.
You know, it's not lining up with my priorities.
Yeah.
And it's so fine, it doesn't do much. Like, I tell it to bounce. Bounce, look happy and excited. It just looks at me and laughs. I've looked at YouTube. I've tried to find tips on how to do things better with my... No, it's not for me.
Look, if you're going to YouTube, you've got more problems than you think.
And you know, it's really underestimated how clever people are who can use GHDs to do curls or beautiful French braids. It's a tricky art form.
Yeah, you're speaking
to like
someone who has no
idea.
In
that stuff, mate.
Really?
Honestly. Oh, yeah.
It looks like it.
It would
I don't
be like
know.
A part-time job to study up how to do it better.
Yeah.
Anyway, fair to say my hair and I haven't been getting along. I adore Wonder Woman. and I applaud her persistence, and I look at her and wonder, how did she put up with that long mane? But I just can't do it. Can I be Wonder Woman with a spunky bob?
Mm.
We're going to find out.
I wonder, woman.
It is time for the snip, and I've called the girls at Statix Hairworks, Rockhampton, for their help. Bless them.
Okay.
I'm ready for a change, so look out, world. I'm getting the snip, and that's the difference between a man and a woman. I'm so excited about losing a few inches.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
What's going on with your girl Keely?
Yes, so my daughter Keely is 8 and she was, you know, initiated into the adult world yesterday with a notice from council.
She got her first council notice.
She did.
Well done, Keely. You've joined the club.
Do I put that in the baby book?
Yeah.
First council notice, age 8.
Note this down. It was Monday, the 21st of November, 2016.
Just as important when you lost your first tooth.
Yeah, look, Keely, I'm kind of impressed. I didn't get my first council badge of honour until I was an adult, so... Well done.
It was very amusing, and it was regarding the wheelie bins.
Of course.
And so she spotted this big fluoro orange sticker on the lid, and
yes,
that's her job, as you may know, ready to take them out one at a time.
Yeah.
And it was the double bin night, Banksy,
oh,
so we checked the street.
Yeah.
So she stormed upstairs from school, and she slapped it down the table, and I got in trouble by the council. She was very upset. And
normally said, kids come home excited at getting a sticker.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
But...
she recognised the sticker. This is her, you know, learning about the world.
Oh, this is so good.
So all the problem was, though, was that they weren't far apart enough. Like, they were too close together.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
of course, the truck
they've got to get the machinery in there
so
and pick it up.
So does explain to her, just a bit of feedback on your wheelie bin.
Feedback.
It's so funny. Oh. Anyway, it got me thinking, though, like, what chores are your kids doing? I'm 13, 27, 10, because speaking of that, over the weekend, I was very, very mightily impressed by a girlfriend whose daughter is also 8, who was pictured scrubbing their toilet. She had gloves on, all the gear, but that's one of her jobs now.
8 years old, cleaning the toilet.
Jeez, I've really got to step things up.
Yeah, I do too.
She needs to learn to clean the toilet.
That's sensational.
Isn't it just?
Or is it free child labour? No, it's sensational.
Mate, that is parenting gold.
So 8 years old,
yep,
and or look, that's
the toilet.
That is the one thing I don't do,
mm-hmm,
at home. So props up to this mum getting the kid to,
yeah,
to clean out that toilet.
I was impressed. So, yeah, wondering this morning, what chores are your kids doing?
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Good morning, Jason. What do you think about 8-year-olds cleaning toilets?
I don't have a problem with it at all.
You think it's pretty genius?
Yeah, like our kids do jobs around the house. Like they get pocket money for it, but yeah.
Oh, so you actually give them money too?
Yeah, it's an incentive to get them to actually do something.
So what chores do your kids do?
Things like sweeping, helping with the washing, mm-hmm, folding, washing up.
Hang on, the washing of the clothes. How old are these kids?
10 and 5.
Oh, nice.
That's good work, sir.
Yeah.
My hat's to you.
How are their folding skills going?
The 5-year-old sort of does tea towels and things like that.
Oh,
but
yeah,
anything that can fold square.
Yeah.
Do they have any tricks on how to fold those fitted sheets? Because I really struggle with them.
Dear.
Yeah, they give them to Mum.
I'll give them to her too.
Look, I try to do that too, except Mum lives way up the road now, so...
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
And it will be a beautiful day, pretty sure. Monday morning when we take the show for a walk around Rockhampton CBD, and then next Wednesday around Gladstone CBD. We'd love you to come and join us. Schedule your walk or run between 6 or 9. Bring the dogs, bring the kids.
Maddie, sports journalist from the Morning Bulletin, to join us. How are you, Maddie?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good for a Tuesday morning.
Are you really? We've got you in here to talk about walking. Are you really that good?
No, I'm not keen for walking. No. Looking forward to it.
Kick the Kilos, part of the Morning Bulletin team on the Strava app. Well, look, my idea is to beat Mackay. But if we can just make a healthier Central Queensland, I guess that's the real prize on offer.
Here. Yeah, and beating the newspapers like Toowoomba and Ipswich, that'd always be good.
Yeah,
I think so too. I mean, we talk the talk a lot in this studio, Maddie. We've decided we need to take the show for a walk the walk.
Let's walk and talk.
Yeah, so we're doing that on Monday morning. We're going to be walking a loop around Rockhampton, and then we're walking a loop around Gladstone on Wednesday morning.
Would you like to join us for a walk, Matt?
Depends what time it starts. but I think I can make myself available.
You know, it's going to be anywhere from 6 till 9. You can pan in at any time you like in there, bud.
Oh, look, count me down. I think I start at 8 o'clock, so why don't we do then?
Yeah, look, now, do you have the Strava app downloaded, though? Because that is key.
I do. You do? Everyone else needs to as well.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We can't clock up the kilos for the Morning Bulletin or the Gladstone Observer if we don't get onto that Strava app. Now, do you have a Fitbit or any sort of tracking device?
I don't, but luckily there's one that comes on the phone with the app. It would be better to have a Fitbit for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we've got
just
some.
Just so happens.
Yeah, we've got some to give away, actually, for everyone who comes and participate. Look, Maddie, I reckon you could go in the draw as well if you walk with us.
Oh, can we? We should check with Tomo on that. Tomo's the one who's generously given us these Fitbits as well, so...
Oh, look, I won't tell anyone, so...
All right, we'll keep it on the down low. Yeah, okay, sure. Cool. Now, what about your walking shoes? Do you have good walking shoes, Matt?
They go all right.
Yeah, yeah. What brand?
Adidas.
So you're an Adidas, not an Adidas?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, righto. Yeah.
Now, Matty, do you do anything aside from walking to keep fit?
I like to keep active, go to the gym, play a bit of touch, play a bit of soccer in the season.
There we go.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So we're taking all of these skills, we're leaving them behind, and we're just going to go for a walk.
Yeah. Walking's gentle on the joints.
Yeah. So are you ready and prepared? We have about just under a week left to go before we walk Rockhampton on the 28th.
Good to go.
We'll have a CFM pit stop. What do you reckon?
Pit stop, yes.
Yeah, to help people stay hydrated.
Quick grease and oil change as we walk. Sounds wonderful.
Maybe some sweat towels too, you know.
A masseuse, that would be good.
See, it's about snowbuilding the ideas with these people, and you are required to do a bit of walking with us. As Matt alluded to earlier, you can't do it without that Strava app, so get that downloaded right now. Matt, can't wait to see you next Monday with your best Adidas shoes on.
Yeah, guys, looking forward to it.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Living it up in Los Angeles this morning.
Who is?
We are, isn't it? Oh, no, wait, sorry.
Are you Richard Wilkins?
No.
You look different.
Just the smoke haze. Sorry, sorry, my bad. It is still CQ, just a bit of smoke around. Bang. Yeah.
Your own summer beach house awaits.
Wow, your choice. Do I go Summer Beach House Noosa? Do I go Summer Beach House Byron Bay? God, what a choice.
Oh, what a lovely holiday. And I do recommend packing a puzzle.
A puzzle? Why a puzzle?
Because when you're chilling at the beach and time slows down, puzzles are fun.
1,000-piece?
I think so.
1,000-piece at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's always that one piece, you just, where did it go? Seriously.
Yeah, so you can start your holiday pleasantly going, puzzles, and then by the end of it, shove it in the box, take it home,
you're
done.
You're a mess. I can't deal with it. Where's that one piece? We are giving you the chance to kick back and live it up luxury summer beach house style in either Noosa or Byron Bay. But what you have to do is register. That's it. And look, tell us what you love about summer.
Yeah, at the website, cfmcq.com.au, we're also taking care of the entertainment tab so you can have your visitors and guests and organise your platters.
$1,000 to spend on anything at Coles Myer. You beauty. So let's shortlist another person right now. I've got the number. It should be dialing any time. Here we go. Okay.
Cool.
Still ringing.
What's a good idea when you go on holidays too to the beach is to switch off all your...
Hi, the person...
You switch off your phones and all your technology when you're on holidays.
Someone's
a bit keen.
Maybe who we were calling this morning is already on a summer beach house vacation.
They're in holiday mode, yes. Yeah. Go away from me, world. Leave me alone.
I don't need no phones here. I've got sand. Thank you. Well, I guess when you do register for cfmcq.com.au's Summer Beach House, the next port of call is answering your phone when we try to shortlist you,
I guess. Leave your phone nearby and put the volume on.
Yeah. We leave the silent to Summer Beach House when you get there, all right? That's the silent we're after.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
You have an amazing combination.
I have discovered a winning combination. In fact, I could probably start selling it and make a lot of money to help people get fit.
Okay, a winning combination to help people get and feel fit. Mm-hmm. Is it working with me? Because the offset is, I'm much fitter than him.
No,
Or is it to actually
get... I did something yesterday, right. So maybe you might want to recreate this yourself.
Okay. Do you have your training diary?
Yeah,
you have this written
here
down?
It is. Yep. Dear training diary, I need to get up to date with Gilmore Girls, and I need to ride my bike. Indoor wind trainer it is with the iPad on Netflix.
Oh my goodness.
What a dream. I love Lorelai and Rory. They are awesome.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Pinky, if you suspected your husband of cheating, would you write a Facebook post about it?
Possibly.
Possibly.
But no, not suspected.
Davina Kruger.
That's not enough.
Davina Kruger, a Sydney mum, has gone to Facebook to vent her suspicions on what's happening with her husband. Can I just take you through the whole story here?
She related to Sonia Kruger?
She very well
maybe.
Could be.
Yep.
Look, she's written this in the North Shore Mums group. Okay, as well, I know.
Uh-huh.
Certain things had made her suspicious about her husband. Mm. She said that her and her husband have been married for 5 years.
Yep.
That's about the time. And have two children, but that things had changed between them. Most relationships things start to change about the five-year mark. Everything started well, she says, but it wasn't long before he started going out a bit, usually in the middle of the day. He would say that he'd be back in half an hour, but quite often 2 or 3 hours would pass before he would come home. He'd come home looking exhausted, not wanting lunch. So this is starting to...
not wanting lunch?
Yeah, like a few alarm bells are ringing here for Davina.
Okay.
She revealed that these long periods when her husband was gone seemed to increase when they were stressed out because they were renovating their house. You know, that extra thing brings the stress on the relationship as well. So she said that she became suspicious and decided to do some detective work to see what her husband was up to. Would you go that far? Would you do your own detective work?
No. Okay. I'm not Davina Kruger.
No. Goodness, no. So I can take one of her quotes. She says, I became so paranoid that I started going through his bank statements to see if there were any giveaways in his spending, something that might lead to a bit more information on this. The only thing she found were just expenditure on nails, toolkits, shovels, gurney, plants, soil, paintbrushes, etc. Who is this Bunnings and what are you doing to my husband every weekend, she says. So
I like it.
He's having an affair with Bunnings.
Of course he is.
You see.
He's renovating.
Yeah. Only until he can find someone who can do it 10% better. So other mums have obviously reacted to this hilarious post in a similar way, saying their husbands had also been having affairs in recent years with Bunnings as well. She gets around.
Look, it's Bunnings would be preferable to BWS, in my own opinion. Bunnings is healthy. Good.
One woman wrote, I could smell it on my husband when he came home. Very distinct smell of the sausage sizzle, so I knew it was with that hussy Bunnings again.
That was the Banksy and Pinky podcast. Check them out at cfm.com.au.
Or don't.
No pressure.